News you can trust. Opinions that matter. Now, Ben Fordham comments.
Well, Florence is moving. That's the message from Snowy 2. Florence is the famous tunnel boring machine digging through the snowy mountains. It's slowly building Malcolm Turnbull's pumped hydro project. Now, yesterday we heard from sources who said Florence was bogged again. Snowy Hydro says Florence has not stopped. They say Florence remains fully operational. But as Ray Hadley reminded us yesterday, they haven't always been quick to tell the truth when there's a problem. At Snowy 2, the last time Florence got in trouble, Snowy Hydro said that Florence was on the move. But it was only moving a couple of inches a day. And then when it became fully bogged, Snowy waited 2 months to admit it, even though questions were being asked for weeks. By the way, it wasn't a full admission back then. They said that Florence had paused. But as Tony Callanan, the head of the New South Wales Australian Workers Union, said at the time, it's a bit like that ad on TV, where the four-wheel drive is bogged and they're saying, no, it's just parked. And that's why Tony Callanan made it crystal clear. He said, Florence is not paused, it's bogged. And this time around, they're telling us that it's fully operational. Well, the entire tunnel is 15 kilometres. They say the machine is now more than 800 metres into excavation. So we've done the numbers on this. That does not sound like Florence is fully operational. Because if the machine is only 800 metres into the 15 kilometre tunnel, it's only been tunnelling at a rate of 7 metres a day since it was unbogged last year. That is really, really, really slow. Florence is capable of tunnelling 30 to 50 metres a day, but it's only managing 7. So you tell me, does that sound fully operational? We hope we're not getting the spin like last time, because last time Snowy was spinning more than Florence. Taxpayers are being bled dry too, remember, because in August last year, Snowy Hydro sent a 10-page letter. It was sent to the Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, and the Finance Minister, Katie Gallagher. The letter asked for an extra $6 billion. Within a day, the funding was approved. The former Senator Rex Patrick put in a Freedom of Information request. He wanted to see what was in the letter, but when it was released, it was heavily redacted. So the public has been given a little bit of information, but no proper explanation of why taxpayers needed to cough up an extra $6 billion. And upon completion, the Snowy 2 project will only dispatch enough energy for, on average, 26 minutes per day. And if we have a drought, there's no guarantee that enough water will flow through it to create power. I want you to have a listen to this. The Chief Operating Officer of Snowy Hydro, Roger Whitby, has admitted that when it comes to a possible drought, we're in the hands of the gods.
Are you saying, are we confident that we will get future inflows?
Yes.
Well, that's a matter for the gods. I'll leave it there.
He was smiling and then at the end of that, Roger Whitby. As Roger said, that's a matter for the gods. Well, let's just pray that Florence, the boring machine, finally picks up the pace. And by the way, this thing was supposed to cost $2 billion. Now they're saying it's $12 billion, but at the rate they're moving, it might end up being double that. It was supposed to be completed by 2025. Now they're saying 2028. We're predicting it won't be ready until after 2030.